Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is M. Jasmine in Tasmania with your 11 a.m. Zlines. In local news, the Riveria next to the Kurilpa Commons Community Farm in South Brisbane has been boarded up on the first floor, and the area now declared uninhabitable. Temporary fencing has been erected. Private security have been dispatched to monitor the property and community gardens alongside constant police presence. Despite community resistance involving numerous rallies, meetings, blockading, and occupying of the developer McNab's head office, McNab is still continuing with the eviction of tenants in the 14 units, replacing the space with 8 high-end luxury apartments. Next Monday, the 7th of October at 6 p.m. in the Kurilpa Commons Community Garden, there will be a film screening featuring the history of the gentrification of Kurilpa and discussion afterwards. In February 2022 floods, the Moreton Bay area was heavily affected. The bridge linking White Patch to the rest of Bribey Island, the only entrance and exit to the area, washed away. This morning, it has been reopened after 2 years of reconstruction work. The new bridge features modern flood-resistant structure, reinforcement is raised, pedestrian-friendly, and now has 2 lanes.
In national news, farmers are divided on plans for their agricultural land to host solar panels, wind turbines, and transmission lines as the Australian government looks to power all of residential Victoria for a year. The state's new renewable energy unit, VicGrid, has earmarked over half of Australia's top dairy-producing shire, the Moyne Shire, to power every Victorian household. Some say farmland should be reserved for food production, while others embrace renewable energy projects, while stating food producers should have a seat at the table in planning a clean energy future for Australia. VicGrid will draft a transmission plan for feedback in early 2025. A study commissioned by Creative Australia earlier this year revealed 91% of Australian artists do not earn enough to work full-time on their creative practices. The report also found that this average artist earns 20% lower than the workforce average, with Creative Australia urging to stop romanticising artists' suffering and make changes to the system.
In international news, award-winning Cambodian journalist Mek Dara, who has reported extensively on human trafficking and corruption, has been arrested and charged with incitement by the Cambodian government. Dara was arrested for a series of 5 social media posts that could incite social unrest and intended to make people think bad of the government, and faces up to 2 years in prison. U.S. State Secretary Anthony Blinken awarded Dara the State Department's Human Trafficking Hero Award last year. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy, but the sun is expected to shine later. It's currently 22 degrees in Brisbane, with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 6, which is in the high band. That's all for your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.